Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. Now, I suppose just to jump right into things, why do you think so many doctors do support the prospect of assisted dying, of voluntary euthanasia?
Well, I think that they go with the trend of what's happening in our society today. Majority of people feel that there should be a choice. I suppose they're experiencing different circumstances in different environments that they're working in, and therefore feel that it is necessary to have an assisted dying bill.
Mm. Well, they would, I'm guessing, all the people in the medical fraternity do spend a lot of time around people who are suffering and would have very in-depth exposure to what people do go through. Now, with this new statistic coming out, also has been the revelation that a lot of medical professionals are reluctant to speak candidly about their support of assisted dying. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's like most people, they're in a situation of authority. They don't want to be sort of, if something happens in their work environment, a label put towards them. I think they just want a law so that they legally are able to assist people according to their needs at their particular time. It's like everybody, it can become a legal challenge. So if there is a law there for them, they are protected and therefore would be much more open to the point of view in a more, in an open situation because, unfortunately, there isn't a law for them. I mean, my example, I sat with my brother when he took Nebutal and it's still a coroner's inquiry in South Australia and that's 3.5 years later.
Mm.
So, people aren't prepared to put themselves in that position even though they are in favour of a law.
Mm. Well, now, sort of, I suppose, in contrast to that, the Australian Medical Association, who currently oppose changes to euthanasia law, warned that research could overstate doctors' support rather than understate it. Do you think there's a chance that this alleged overstating has happened?
Oh, definitely not. No. I speak to these people individually. I've been in forums. There's an actual doctors' organisation already that is in favour of voluntary euthanasia. Not at all. I just think what the professional people haven't realised is that, people are changing. Their thought patterns are changing and that Australia wants a law. We've got a bill coming up in Victoria and a bill in New South Wales. And, I think doctors would look forward to having the right to be able to assist people in a legal manner.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're speaking right now with Kerry Bromsom, convener of the Voluntary Euthanasia Party, about recent statistics which come out in a survey which has indicated that 60% of the medical fraternity currently support euthanasia reform. Now, Kerry, the Medical Association has said that this research could overstate doctors' support. I would say that 60% seems like a very measured number, given the sort of exposure to the traumas of prolonged suffering that people in the medical profession would see. Given, I suppose, a lot of the demographics that I'm surrounded with are very supportive of the prospect of assisted dying and voluntary euthanasia reform, why do you think that currently this statistic is only just above half at 60%?
I think in the medical profession are known generally to be a much more conservative part of society. But you've also got to look at the other part of the statistic, which says that there's only, I think, 20% against it. So where did the 20 in between sit? Mm. And I think that says it exactly. I think that they're not prepared to make that statement because they want a bill. They want it to be legal. That statistic, 20% are saying yes, 20% are sitting on the fence, and 20% are saying no. Mm. So I think the statistic sits where the general population sits.
Mm. Well, to look at some of the politics around it, Kerry, where is euthanasia at in the parliamentary process at the moment? Are there any proposed bills or amendments lingering on the horizon?
Yes, there is. There's a bill that's been put up to about to be put up to the New South Wales government to be voted on. And I suggest and say to all your people listening to you, please contact your local member, talk to them about the situations that you've experienced, that you've seen, and ask them where they stand with voluntary euthanasia, because it's a bipartisan bill that's being put up. And it is also, it's not a party bill. That means that the members of the party can vote whichever way they wish. So it's the best chance in New South Wales that we've got at the moment to get a bill through. And all I say to your members out there that are listening is please, please speak to your local members. Please say to them, where do you stand with this bill? And get an answer from them, because it's so important that the public stand up to be accountable now.
Well, Kerry, it's wonderful to be seeing some prospect of positive change with this happening and these new statistics are coming out. Thanks so much for your time this morning to unpack all that's been going on.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity. And let's speak, let the people speak, and let's get this bill through, please.